White, Mabel. Preston, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. July 7th, 1892. Dear granddaughter, Mabel White. I would be very much pleased to see you and your sister, Ella May White, walking into my room. I would take you in my arms and kiss you both. Your father is in North Fitzroy, busy in the Echo office, but he does not forget he has two little daughters in America, and he prays for you both, that the Lord will keep you in health, and that he will make you kind to one another. The Bible tells us we must esteem others better than ourselves. You must love one another, be kind and considerate one toward the other. It grieves the Savior when little children disagree and contend and talk loud to one another as if angry. Jesus is looking upon you every moment. If you are selfish, then you will be unhappy. If you are kind and love one another, you will be happy. And the Lord Jesus will say to his angels, "You must keep watch over these children, that Satan shall not do them harm. They are my lambs." I am so glad that Jesus loves little children. He loves to have these children come to him with all their little perplexities and troubles. Jesus can come down to the wants of children. He wants them to trust in him, to love him. I am so glad that you are one of Christ's little ones. He wants you to think of him as your very best friend. When you are inclined to do something that you fear will not be right, then inquire of the Lord to teach you to choose the right way and to love to do right, and believe that Jesus hears you when you pray to him. Every time you do a wrong action, you grieve the Savior. He wants you to have a pure, beautiful character. If you love Jesus, you will not grieve his Holy Spirit by disobedience. When you are reproved for a fault, correct it at once and do not repeat the evil. I have confidence in Mary that she loves you, and I have confidence in you that you love Mary. Now you want to love Jesus in the same way, only more earnestly. His eyes are over his children and his ear open to their prayers. Never do wrong. If you do wrong, make it right again as soon as possible, and Jesus will forgive and pardon. With much love from your grandmother.